Congress has approved raising the smoking age to 21. The measure is included in a broader spending package headed to President Trump's desk. He tweeted earlier that he would sign the bill today. It's being hailed as a significant step as teen vaping rates soar, but is it enough? With us now to talk more about this move is Erica Sward, the American Lung Association's National Assistant Vice President of Advocacy. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess let's start with that question. Is this enough?
It's an important first step. This policy will save lives, but much more needs to be done to really end the youth vaping epidemic as it has really exploded over the last couple of years.
Well, there's been a lot of talk, for example, about banning flavored e-cigarette products. Is that some of the stuff you're talking about in terms of more needing to be done?
There are a whole series of steps that need to be done. Certainly, the call that we've been issuing at the American Lung Association is for Congress to really end the sale of all flavored tobacco products. While e-cigarettes have certainly and rightly gotten a lot of attention lately, there are also a whole host of other flavored products, including flavored cigars and menthol cigarettes and hookah, that are also attracting kids and leading to their addiction.
How exactly did this new national age restriction come about?
Well, it's an interesting kind of right time, right place, and some good advocacy, especially from groups like the American Lung Association. There was a report that was issued a couple of years ago that said that if Tobacco 21 became a law nationwide, that it would save more than a quarter of a million lives and so the Lung Association and a number of our partners immediately began work. We saw huge support among the public and really a rapid fire interest in states interested in wanting to pass this policy, which was started by Hawaii. Became the first state in the union to do so. And that really led to a lot of interest, especially in leadership from Senator Schatz from Hawaii. And from there, it really took off. It had good bipartisan support, and we were very pleased to see it attached to this end-of-year legislative package.
In Arizona last year, earlier this year, there was a proposal to raise the state's smoking age to 21. But that proposal also came with a caveat that did not allow cities and towns to make tougher regulations for themselves in terms of what kinds of products and where they could be sold and things like that. Is that a concern with this new national regulation?
So unfortunately, we really saw the tobacco industry trying to attach some of those really nasty preemptive language that would stop states from having their cities do that. Thankfully, at the federal level, we were able to make sure that did not happen. We were able to make sure that the legislation that we hope President Trump will sign today it includes everyone, so there are no exemptions for any group. It includes all tobacco products, not just e-cigarettes, but every tobacco product. And there are no hidden attachments that would stop states and localities from doing anything more meaningful.
How optimistic are you that the implementation of this will be such that people who are younger than 21 really will not be able to get their hands on these products?
Well, as we've said, that this is an important down payment on more meaningful efforts that need to accompany this policy. This will certainly cut off some of the pipeline, but as long as flavored products are on the market, unfortunately, kids are going to find a way to get them. And that's why the Lung Association will continue to advocate for all flavored products to be removed from the market, but also to put into effect policies that are common sense, like prohibiting online sales of tobacco products so that kids can't have them delivered to their homes before parents get home or to another friend's house. There are just some certain things that need to be done to protect our kids. And again, we're really pleased that Tobacco 21 was included, but we have a lot more work to do if we're going to stop this youth epidemic.
All right, that's Erica Sward, the American Lung Association's National Assistant Vice President of Advocacy. Erica, thank you.
Thank you.